Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gillian Downs-Alling, graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, September the 18th, 1951, the Barbados Advocate published an article regarding the quest for a new parochial treasurer's office in St. Joseph. During the period of local government under the vestry system, the parochial treasurer was responsible for the collection of taxes from persons in the parish. The report in the Advocate on this day noted Mr. Lloyd Ethelbert Smith, Member of Parliament for St. Joseph, had tabled a motion to find a new location for the parochial treasurer's office at the vestry meeting. He felt that the current treasurer's office, which was located in Bathsheba, was inconvenient as it was very difficult to reach for the numerous taxpayers from within the parish. In his opinion, this created some discontent among those who had to travel there to do so. Smith requested that a new committee should be established, which would undertake the task of finding a new location and information on the cost of acquiring a potential site. He also proposed that this newly formed committee should include Mr. A.P. Cox, Mr. Joseph Haynes, a member of Parliament, the church warden Mr. Wilfred Coward, and himself. However, there was some pushback from some of the members of the vestry as other solutions were offered instead of abandoning the current location. For example, Mr. Haynes suggested a cheaper alternative whereby a room could be rented from the former treasurer who owned the building. Nevertheless, Mr. Smith pressed on that the old post office could serve as a possible new site. However, he was reminded by Mr. G.R. Hudson that he, Smith, has once rejected that site even for the old post office and wondered why he would now be supportive of it being utilized for the purpose of the treasurer's office. Smith replied that this would allow the vestry to save the funds when it came to purchasing a new property as they already owned the site. Another member of the vestry, Mr. R.A. Lee, indicated that at present, the treasurer, who was apparently utilizing his residence, did not have to operate from any office provided by the committee. Lee questioned why a need was there to incur this unnecessary expense. He posited that any missing funds collected by the treasurer would be his responsibility, but on the other hand, the vestry was responsible for any expenses incurred in furnishing the treasurer with new accommodations. In his summation, the chairman stated that the current location was already on the bus route. Though the debate around this issue continued, Mr. Smith would eventually withdraw his motion and the matter was referred to the building committee. These were the days when matters relating to the parish were dealt with by the parish vestries and not the central government.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.